Hey everyone, welcome back. You know, we love to do a deep dive into assistive technology on the show, and today we're looking at AngelSense.
Yeah.
And, you know, AngelSense, you know, keeps kids safe, but we're going to go in a different direction this time. We're talking about how it can help adults live more independently.
That's right.
And for that, we're going to talk about a woman named Marcy Stratter. She is 44 years old, and she uses AngelSense to navigate life with hydrocephalus and epilepsy.
Wow. So she's using it in a really different way than maybe some of our listeners are used to thinking about.
Exactly.
So what's really interesting here is how AngelSense goes beyond just basic GPS tracking. You know, it kind of becomes this multi-layered safety net, giving a sense of security, not just for the user, but also for their caregivers.
Yeah. I mean, it's like having backup, right?
It is. It is.
But so much more sophisticated than just, you know, calling a friend if you need something.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, think about the peace of mind that comes with features like automatic call pickup during emergencies.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because it eliminates the need for the user to actually answer the phone.
Right.
Which is, you know, really important in situations where every second counts.
Yeah, especially for someone like Marcy, who, you know, might be experiencing a seizure, might not be able to answer a call.
Absolutely.
It's like a direct line to help no matter what.
Yeah, and that feeling of safety, you know, that can really impact someone's whole life, right?
Absolutely.
Because knowing you have that backup can lead to more confidence. It can encourage social interaction. It can allow for greater engagement in the community.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Marcy actually told us that AngelSense is a lifesaver. Now I can go alone. I feel like I have really good extra security.
Wow.
That to me just really highlights how empowering this technology can be.
Absolutely, because it's not just about physical safety. It's about fostering a sense of agency.
Yeah.
You know, self-reliance.
Okay, so let's like get into some of the nitty-gritty, some of the features that make this possible.
Yeah, let's do it.
The first one that like really struck me was the accuracy of the location tracking.
Oh, absolutely.
We're not just talking about like, okay, they're in this general vicinity, like this is precise. We're talking down to the specific floor within a building.
It's remarkable, isn't it? I mean, how they've managed to combine GPS data with cellular triangulation and then these advanced algorithms to get that level of accuracy.
Right.
I mean, especially when you compare it to what you get with like standard phone GPS.
Yeah, and you know, that level of accuracy, I mean, that could be absolutely crucial in an emergency situation.
Absolutely. Imagine a scenario where someone's experiencing a medical emergency, right?
Yeah.
And they're inside a large building, maybe has multiple floors. First responders, they need to know exactly where to go.
Mm-hmm.
And time is of the essence in that situation. So AngelSense, it provides that critical information. It takes the guesswork out of it.
Right.
And, you know, that could potentially save precious minutes.
Absolutely. And it makes you realize that this isn't just about knowing where someone is.
It's not.
It's about having the information you need to act.
Right.
And to act fast when it matters less.
Absolutely. And that's where the extended battery life comes in, right?
Yes.
You can't really rely on a safety device if it's constantly needing to be recharged.
Absolutely. Especially if the person who's using it, they're out and about living their life.
Exactly. Yeah. AngelSense is designed to last way longer than a typical cell phone.
Right.
So it's providing that continuous safety net, you know, for both users and caregivers.
So we've got this, you know, combination of precise location tracking.
Yeah.
We've got the reliable emergency contact system. We've got the extended battery life,
mm-hmm.
all working together to create this comprehensive safety net. It's starting to feel like a lot more than just a tracking device at this point.
It really is. You know, it's a platform for independence.
Yeah.
It's a tool for connection. And ultimately, it's a way to enhance the quality of life for both the user and the caregiver.
I love how you frame that. It's about so much more than just location.
Right. It is.
It's about enabling a fuller, more connected life.
Because instead of this like constant hovering,
right.
you know, there's this balance of giving space while still being there when needed.
Yeah.
Imagine like a parent of a teenager with autism.
Yeah.
Or maybe a spouse caring for their partner with like early stage dementia.
Right. Allowing that person to have their own life, their own adventures, without that caregiver feeling like they constantly have to be physically present.
Exactly. Yeah. And that can be incredibly freeing for both parties because the user feels empowered to kind of explore their world, knowing they have that safety net.
Right.
And the caregiver gets a break from that constant worry, knowing they can step in if and when needed.
So it's not about replacing the human connection.
No.
It's like it's enhancing it with this layer of technology.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's not just about responding to emergencies either.
Okay.
Angel Sense can also be used to facilitate everyday support.
Oh, okay.
So let's say Marcy is headed to a doctor's appointment across town.
Mm-hmm.
Her caregiver can actually track her journey in real time.
Okay.
Making sure that she arrives safely and even providing guidance if needed.
Well, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
Like, if there's unexpected traffic,
yes,
or, you know, a detour, the caregiver can be like, okay, here's how you navigate this.
Exactly. Yeah. So it becomes this collaborative system where both the user and the caregiver feel supported and connected.
I like that.
Yeah.
I imagine that leads to some really interesting conversations as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I see you went to this new coffee shop.
Yeah.
Or you took a different route home today.
Right, those little breadcrumbs of information can spark conversations and foster a deeper understanding of each other's routines and preferences.
Speaking of routines, we talked about the one-button emergency contact a little bit earlier.
Yes.
But can you kind of walk us through how that works practically?
Sure, yeah.
I'm curious about the specifics.
It's actually incredibly straightforward.
Okay.
So the Angel Sense device has a single button.
Okay.
And when pressed, that button instantly sends an alert to a pre-programmed list of contacts.
So it could be family members, friends, even like a designated emergency response team.
Absolutely. And what's really neat is that the alert includes the user's exact location.
Oh, wow.
Thanks to that super accurate tracking system we talked about.
Right.
So if Marcy was experiencing a medical emergency, help could be dispatched to her location immediately, even if she's unable to talk.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
It takes away so much of the uncertainty and delay that you might normally have.
Yeah, absolutely. And then on the flip side, if the caregiver is concerned about the user, they can initiate a call.
Okay.
And it automatically picks up on the user's end.
Oh, wow.
So this is really crucial in situations where the user may not be able to answer or maybe they're disoriented.
Yeah, it's like a direct line of communication, even when traditional methods might fail.
Exactly.
That's impressive.
Yeah, and, you know, it goes beyond just emergencies.
Okay.
Imagine a scenario where Marcy is out in public.
Okay.
And she's feeling anxious or overwhelmed.
Right.
She can use that button to just discreetly alert her caregiver.
Okay.
Who could then offer reassurance or guidance over the phone.
Oh, that's a great point.
Yeah.
It's like having this virtual support system always at your fingertips.
Exactly.
It's not just physical safety. It's about emotional well-being as well.
Exactly. Yeah, it's about that holistic sense of security, right?
Yeah.
Just knowing that support is readily available whenever you need it.
Right.
Whether it's a medical emergency,
right.
A moment of anxiety,
or
just needing a bit of guidance navigating a new environment.
It sounds like this technology is really bridging that gap between independence and support in a way that wasn't possible before.
I think that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
It's about finding that sweet spot where individuals can thrive, you know, autonomously, while still having access to that safety net.
Right.
That provides peace of mind for both themselves and their loved ones.
And I imagine this kind of technology is even more valuable when we're considering the aging population and the growing desire for independent living.
You know, as people age, there might be certain challenges that arise.
Sure.
Maybe memory issues,
mm-hmm.
mobility limitations,
right.
or even just feeling less confident navigating the world on their own.
Yeah.
So Angel Sense can provide that extra layer of support,
okay.
enabling individuals to maintain their independence for longer
and
age in place with greater confidence.
It's like extending that freedom and that autonomy well into the golden years.
Exactly.
We've been talking a lot about the features
mm-hmm.
and the practical applications, but I'm curious about the emotional impact of all of this.
Oh, yeah.
On both the user and the caregiver.
Sure.
Have you seen examples of how Angel Sense has transformed these relationships?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one story that comes to mind. It's about a woman whose husband had early stage Alzheimer's disease.
Okay.
And she was just constantly worried about him wandering off or getting lost.
Right.
So she started using Angel Sense to keep track of his whereabouts.
Yeah, I imagine that was a huge relief for her.
It was.
Yeah.
But what was even more remarkable is how it changed their relationship.
Really?
Yeah, because before Angel Sense, she felt like she couldn't let him out of her sight.
Right.
Even for a moment.
Right.
She was constantly hovering, which was stressful for both of them.
It's like that vigilance takes a toll on both sides.
It does.
Yeah.
But with Angel Sense, she was able to relax a bit.
Yeah.
She knew that she could see where he was at any time, so she didn't have to be physically present every step of the way.
Right.
And that allowed him to regain some of his independence.
Right.
And it gave her a much-needed break from that constant worry.
So instead of feeling trapped by her caregiving responsibilities, she was empowered to support him, but in a way that still respected his autonomy.
Precisely, yeah. And their relationship actually blossomed because of this.
Wow.
They were able to enjoy outings together again.
That's great.
Knowing that they had that safety net in place,
yeah.
It was like Angel Sense gave them back a piece of their lives.
Wow.
That they thought they'd lost.
That's a really beautiful example of how technology can not only provide that practical support, but also foster those deeper connections and enrich those relationships.
It is. It's a reminder that technology is just a tool.
It is.
It's how we use it that truly matters.
Right.
And in this case, Angel Sense is being used to empower individuals, strengthen relationships, and create a more inclusive and supportive world.
It's like that old saying, it takes a village.
Yes.
But now the village is digitally connected and always there to lend a hand.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
It really captures the essence of what Angel Sense is all about.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground, from the nitty-gritty features to like the broader societal implications.
Mm.
But there's one more aspect of Angel Sense I'm really curious about.
Okay.
The data.
Yes.
All the data that it collects.
Uh-huh.
You know, we talked about location tracking and real-time monitoring.
Yeah.
What other insights can we get from this technology?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And it leads us into a really interesting area. So you were asking about all that data that Angel Sense is gathering.
Yeah, it seems like a gold mine of information, you know, beyond just basic location.
It is. It really is. Because think about it like this. Instead of having like a snapshot in time, we get this much richer picture of someone's daily life.
Okay, so for someone like Marcy, what kind of insights are we talking about?
Well, we can start to see patterns emerge.
Okay.
Let's say Marcy's caregiver notices that she's been arriving home later than usual.
Okay.
The past few wind sides.
Uh-huh.
And with Angel Sense, they can actually look back and see, oh, she's been stopping by this new community center on Wednesdays.
That's so interesting because instead of it feeling like surveillance, it's more like, I don't know, giving clues to spark a conversation.
Exactly. Yeah. So the caregiver can then be like, hey, Marcy, I notice you've been out later on Wednesdays. Is there anything fun going on?
Right.
And it opens the door to connect, learn about her new interests, maybe even offer support to get there easier.
Yeah, it's turning potential worry into an opportunity to actually build understanding and connection.
Exactly. And it was beyond just these individual cases, too. As more people use Angel Sense, we're gathering data on a larger scale.
Right.
And that can inform things like urban planning.
Oh, wow.
Transportation services.
Interesting.
Even social programs that are tailored to specific needs.
So it's not just about individual empowerment at that point. It's potentially impacting how we design more inclusive communities on a broader scale.
Exactly. Yeah. If we see, for example, that many Angel Sense users are having difficulty accessing certain public spaces, well, that's valuable data to then advocate for better accessibility features.
Right.
So it's taking these personal experiences and turning them into actionable insights.
It's like giving a voice to people who might not always be heard in those traditional decision-making processes.
And it circles back to that theme of connection, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Angel Sense isn't just connecting individuals to their caregivers.
Right.
It's connecting us all in a way that can lead to really positive change.
It's that ripple effect again.
It is. It is.
Starting small, but with the potential for those big waves.
Exactly. But of course, we can't ignore the potential downsides, right?
Sure.
Anytime we're dealing with personal data, privacy is paramount.
Yeah, that's a really valid point. So how does Angel Sense ensure that all this information is being used responsibly?
Well, transparency is key, right? Yeah. Users have complete control over who can access their data.
Okay.
And there are strict security protocols to prevent unauthorized access. It's about striking that balance, you know, between safety and individual rights.
It's reassuring to know those safeguards are there. It makes me think about the future of assistive technology as a whole. Where do you see this going?
Oh, that's a big question. I think in the next 5 to 10 years, we'll see even more seamless integration
Okay.
with other technologies.
Okay.
So imagine AngelSense connecting to things like smart home devices,
Okay.
public transportation systems,
Wow.
even social networks in a way that enhances independence and accessibility even further.
It's like weaving this safety net into the very fabric of our lives,
Exactly, yeah.
but in a way that's discreet and empowering.
It's not about replacing human connection.
Right.
It's about augmenting it, giving people the tools and the confidence to really live their lives to the fullest,
Yeah.
whatever that may look like for them.
It's a really exciting vision, and it honestly feels within reach thanks to these innovations like AngelSense. You know, we started this deep dive thinking about how it keeps kids safe, but we've learned that it's so much more than that.
It is.
It's a game changer for anyone who's seeking greater independence, connection, peace of mind.
Absolutely.
So for those of you listening out there, maybe this has sparked some ideas about how AngelSense could benefit you or someone you care about, or maybe it's just broadened your perspective a little bit on the power of assistive technology. Whatever your takeaway, we hope this deep dive has left you feeling informed, inspired, and even a little bit hopeful about the future. Thanks for joining us on the deep dive.